the milk gap, that would be where the fence, it was similar to a gate, I would imagine. I'm not too sure on that. I think you would be talking to somebody older or more knowledgeable than those.
not very many people around here, oddly enough, have ever heard the term milk gap at all.
Yeah, I have. But not because we always drove our cows. Now, we did, the children, my sister and I especially, that would be our job to go drive the cows in for milking. And then they would be kept in overnight and then turned out to pasture again the next day.
You mentioned pig pen. Was that an enclosed place or?
Yes.
Did it have a shelter on it?
Yes, it had just a tin shelter. No particular name that I remember. Maybe in the corner of the pen, you know, a place where they could get in out of the weather.
And what would you call the kind of farm where you produce milk and...
A dairy.
You ever heard the word dairy used to mean anything else?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me ask you this. When you were living on a farm, I guess you maybe grew potatoes or something like that. Where did you store those?
In hills.
How'd you make one of those?
They were made out of, if I remember correctly, were sticks that were put up teepee fashion, like an Indian teepee, and then we covered them in grass and then mud, and an opening where you could store the potatoes.
Yeah, I see. Where'd you keep your animals, say when they were in the shelter, where would you keep
in
them?
In the pasture.
In the pasture. Did you ever keep them around the barn? Maybe
In the stable. In the just the barnyard.
Something like that. Let's see. You mentioned the pasture. Where would something like cotton grow?
In the fields.
And what about peas? When you grew peas, would they still grow in the
pea patch?
Pea patch. Now, how was that different from a field?
Or it was smaller. It
just simply smaller.
That was the
amount. Did you grow cotton when you were?
No, we raised cotton.
Raised cotton. Could you tell me about that? About the work you had to do?
Tremendous amount of work. And in January, if I remember correctly, my father and older brothers would plow and turn the fields with the big plows, the breaking plows is what they were. And they would be prepared early in the year. Well, before that, I'll have to go back. They cut the stalks. They had a mule drawn.
About what month would you do that?
That would be in November, December. Then in January, the land was broken. And I guess it would be late March or April before cotton was planted. Then after that, you chopped cotton. Now, I have done that. And that would be to cut the weeds out and to thin the cotton out.
About what months of the year would you be doing that?
That would be in May and June. And chopping cotton and hoeing peanuts.
You mentioned when it gets the grass out, the undesirable grass. Do you have any name for that kind of grass?
Yes, the Johnson grass was just quite terrible. And the pusley. And now that may not be the name that you have ever heard it called.
I had never heard of that. What's it look like?
It's a low growing weed that is. At that time, we would pull it and give it to the hogs. It was good hog feed. And I think it the proper name is... I'm not sure, though. It's not spelled pusley, it's pursley or something of that nature.
Something like that. When would you harvest the cotton?
Would begin in late August and September.